with Bruce Whitfield on 702.
702.
Well, a fascinating story today. It really does appeal to my sensibilities. Confirmation that the Capital Hotels and Apartments Group, the preferred bidder for the Zimbali Hotel, which was placed under business rescue last year. The founder of Capital Hotels and Apartments, Mark Washberger, is with us on the line to us from Johannesburg. Moneyweb saying that you've agreed on a 240 million rand price tag for the Zimbali Hotel. Is this to buy the hotel outright, Mark?
Hi, Bruce. Yes, that's to buy the hotel and renovate it. We're putting together quite a significant renovation, bringing it back to its five-star standards, and also incorporating some apartments as well.
What does it include? Do you get all the beds and the linen? Do you get the furniture? Do you get all the fittings and fixtures that come with it?
Absolutely. So we pick up where they left off. You know, they were actually doing quite well pre-COVID, at least in terms of revenue. But it hadn't been refurbished for quite some time. So all that furniture in the rooms we will be disposing, and we're going to be putting in brand new furniture. But in respect of some of the facilities and restaurants, there we're doing a huge chuck out and renovate, and we're going to make it world class.
Because those improvements are important. I mean, the structure is in great shape. The last time I was there, which was probably about 18 months ago now, it could have done with a little bit of TLC, because this was one of the 2010 hotel projects, wasn't it?
Yeah, one of many of the build for 2010, you know, but it was loved by the market, so it did really well right past 2010, not like many others that were built just for 2010. But, yeah, I think that it wasn't necessarily the core business of the owners. The core business of the owners, in my view, was the development of the whole Zimbali estate. So it did run, you know, it ran down in terms of its repairs and maintenance and the like in the last few years. And that's what we're going to fix. And it's our core business, hotels and apartments and conferencing. It's got a huge conference center as well, so we're going to get it up to ship shape.
I mean, you usually are, you're in urban centres. I mean, you are big in Joburg. You've got nice properties in Cape Town as well. You're an urban hotel. This is not urban. This is kind of resort meets semi-rural, meets peri-urban, meets urban of the future, perhaps. Zimbali, anybody who's been there, it's a fantastic development. And, of course, it is a very popular development just near the King Shark International Airport. Is this a bit of a break from tradition for you, or is it more of the same, do you think?
Well, firstly, we're a disruptor in the hotel sector. I'd like to think we are, at least.
Mm-hmm.
And so we found opportunities originally in the urban sector and in business hotels, and that was our foundation and our start. But years later, we went into Cape Town at the Capital Mirage, and we found that a huge leisure audience followed us there. And more recently, we were at the Capital Pearls of Umhlanga, where we have over 160 hotel rooms and apartments. And that's attracted a strong leisure audience from us, and particularly in this COVID era, has been one that has performed the best because it services a domestic leisure traveler. And leisure has really loved us. In our Gauteng properties, we had to pivot during COVID into the leisure business as well, by creating a vibe on weekends in a campaign we called Live It Up, Turn It Up. So we've actually really made our strides in the leisure market, and Zimbali is a mix of hotel rooms and apartments as well, which is core to ourselves. And then the conferencing, which is really incentive travel, people coming to stay on a conference during the weekday conference, and you know, also team building and the like. And that's something we've come to specialize in.
Because this property, this Zimbali Hotel, was built, I think, for about 600 million rand. That was back then, in 2010. I'm wondering the replacement cost of that property today, probably a billion, maybe a billion plus. I mean, you're picking it up at a quarter of what it would take to build from scratch.
657 million rand is the insurance replacement cost in the recent valuation report that I've seen. So okay. I don't know why it wouldn't have gone up. You're right. probably should have gone up, but I think that that's the replacement cost. You know, what its true value is today is unfortunately far lower than that.
And
of course, the acquisition price is far lower than that because times are still tough in South Africa, no question about it.
And that goes to what you're thinking about the future of tourism, leisure tourism, South Africa, COVID, economy in tatters, everybody despondent. And if you leave a razor blade on a in a public bench, somebody's bound to use to slit their wrists. I'm being facetious, of course, but I mean it's a really tough environment. But not only are you doing that, you're also taking out a 7-year lease on a property called 15 on Orange. It's beautifully positioned in Cape Town, not far from the Mount Nelson Hotel. What is giving you the confidence to expand in this market where certainty is probably the rarest commodity we've got at our disposal right now?
Look, we still have a bullish outlook for a bounce back of both international travel and sooner a bounce back of domestic leisure and business travel. There's no question that COVID is something that will have a permanent impact on hotels. There's no question about it. But it's not something that will have a permanent severe impact on hotels. And so if you have that outlook, then what better time is there to do deals than now? What better time is there to buy them than now? But, you know, it's hard to come up with the funding to do acquisitions now, and that really depresses the prices. So we think we're getting in at a great price, a defensive price at Zimbali. In respect to 15 on Orange, that deal is still to be concluded, subject to some CPs. But, you know, the opportunity there is that we've been underserviced in the Cape Town area. We have a 70-room hotel called the Capital Mirage, which does incredibly well. Even through COVID has done really well. And we just don't have enough room stock in Cape Town. So for us, adding 130 rooms is strategically important in light of a group that, where we have 1,400 rooms at the moment. We needed more room stock in Cape Town, and that's just one of the best hotels, and we're going to add some apartments to it as well.
Mark Washberger, we love the enthusiasm. Thank you very much indeed, Managing Director and Founder at the Capital Hotels and Apartments Group. Expanding. Who knew? You know, and it's seizing opportunities when others are too frightened to do so or don't have access to capital, don't have access to funding, which he has because he's built a business from in the what they call the lost decade, the Zoomer years. He's built up a substantial business during that time, as have many other people. Not everybody has lost hope and lost their sense of sensibilities.
702.
Bruce is on the Money Show.
The next discussion